Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Here's a ball inside the area again. It's Ramirez, and he's denied by the young goalkeeper, who was decisive, it has to be said, coming off his line and Gillingham.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. This is EMF, unbelievable. And if you remember the comedian, Brian, who's in this song? I might have to reveal it later.
Yeah, not coming to mind. I don't know this one.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think he's been canceled, but yeah.
Yeah, probably. All right, a couple of quick things here. Advantage BMW in Midtown. Get down there. Tell them Soccer Matters sent you if you want to get in to a BMW. I've been going there for years. They took care of me with another X5. Absolutely love driving this car. Vantage BMW in Midtown. Also, again, I will remind you about the Inland Sand Soccer Tournament, May 10th, Third Coast Sand Complex, 5652 Forney. Register at inlandsandsoccer.com. Promo code Soccer Matters. And then, of course, a big shout out to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm is DaspitLaw.com. Okay, Houston Dynamo taking on the Colorado Rapids this weekend. One of the big stories this year has been the play of goalkeeper Blake Gillingham, and Blake joins us now. Blake, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a bit of a whirlwind for you, right? All of a sudden, you're the starting goalkeeper. Two goalkeepers go down, Andrew Tarbell, Jimmy Maurer, and you've been up to the moment. Just take me into that and kind of mentally what was going on with you, and then you get thrust into places like Portland and Seattle. This was not the, you were thrown in the deep end, I think.
100%. I was thrown right into the fire, and again, it's not the most ideal way, after Tarbell and Maurer going down, because those guys have been nothing but good to me. They've both been my mentors, goalkeeping-wise, and, taking care of my mental health-wise, but goalkeeping is all about the opportunity, and when the opportunity arrives, you just got to be ready to take it. And I feel like I was ready to take it, and in the training, especially with the coach of Tim Hanley and Ben Olsen, those guys are always making sure every single guy on the team is prepared to play, because you never know what happens in a game and the next man up. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity and that I was able to take it, as well as the coaches and the players trusting me to do my job. So it was a very interesting atmosphere out in Seattle and Portland, but it was super fun to get thrown into the fire, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah, do you have to take the position in a way where, yes, it's stressful. Yes, you're the last man. Yes, you can win a game. You can also lose a game. But it is a rare, unique position, and it is fun. Right?
100%. Yeah, I wouldn't want to play any other position. I mean, I love it, and I'm really enjoying being able to get some minutes and help the team get hard-earned results. So it's been amazing so far.
Blake Gillingham joining us. Houston Dynamo goalkeeper has been outstanding. Every game he's come up with the timely save. You did it at home in the last game against LAFC on Martinez when he got in behind the Dynamo defense. Were you tipped off about him and his ability to beat people off the dribble and that potentially he could be a guy that might turn the corner and get in on goal?
100%. Yeah, him and also Dennis Bawanga, those guys are well known in the league for, winning their 1v1 duels. And I knew that in the game that I'd have to make a few saves just because like the guys on LAFC, those are some world-class players, top-quality players. And we have some top-quality players on our team, but those two guys on LAFC are well-known for taking guys on 1v1 and creating good opportunities. So I was very well-informed and well-prepared for the moment.
What was it like playing in front of the big crowds in Portland and Seattle for you?
It was very interesting. Hearing my name get called with some expletives behind it, but it was a really fun atmosphere. Honestly, when I got out there, I didn't really hear anything. I was just very focused and in the moment and in the zone. So I was very focused on the task at hand and helping my team, get points on the road, which is a very tough task to do, especially last weekend in L.A. But any type of points that we can get and any type of result really helps out the squad. So I'm just glad that I was able to help out my team.
Blake Gillingham, Houston Dynamo goalkeeper, joining us. All right, you played college soccer at Creighton, the Blue Jays, one of the best college soccer stadiums in the country. Your coach is Johnny Torres, who comes from the Houston area. He won the Herman Award as the top college soccer player in the country. I'm letting my listeners know this. And then went on to have a Major League Soccer career. He's now the head coach at Creighton. He was your head coach. I would assume you might have talked to him or he saw you play in these games?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Him and I are very close, as well as the goalkeeper coach, Michael Gabb, who's been amazing. That entire coaching staff, they welcomed me in with open arms, and they taught me everything that I needed to know to be prepared for the next level. And I can't thank those guys enough, and I can't thank Creighton enough for giving me an opportunity as well as a really good education.
Yeah.
But Johnny Torres is a legend, and I love that guy. He's amazing.
Houston legend as well when it comes to our great Houston soccer community. All right, so the college game in Creighton, you're playing at a high level, NCAA Division I. Obviously, the next step is Major League Soccer. The players are better overall. That's just the bottom line.
Yep.
What else jumps out to you as different? Could it be something like the way a ball is struck? What are some of the differences now, all of a sudden, when you're in goal in a Major League Soccer game comparatively to a college game?
Yeah, the first thing, especially my first couple weeks of training, was getting used to the speed, not only of the players, but of the possession of the ball and also the striking of the ball 100%, because these guys can knuckle, they can curve, and they can hit it really hard, and they can hit it while on full sprint on the run. So it's about making sure that I'm in the right spots and getting set and ready for any kind of action. And again, like, they're world-class players coming at me at full speed on a sprint and on a dribble. So just making sure that I'm in the right spots is super important, as well as the margin for errors are very small when you get to this level. Like, you miss one pass, it can cause a goal. So that's the one thing, is some of the little mistakes that you can make in college aren't acceptable at the pro level. So it's just really getting down to the tiniest little details. And again, a couple inches, especially for goalkeepers, can make all the difference. So I'm learning a lot, and every single game and every single practice that I've been able to give myself 100% is a chance for a learning experience. So it's been a big step up from college soccer, but I feel like I've been ready to take it, and I'm learning every single thing that I possibly can and taking it all in.
So I'm listening to you. I'm listening to a very mature young man, and you're taking it all in. You're learning. How important is it to have that type of open-minded attitude when it comes to getting to this next level? Because I would imagine you're so zoned in every training session. You're working with a great goalkeeper coach who's got a big, big reputation in Tim Hanley. Just take me into sort of the mental side. And, you get out of your car at the parking lot and in you walk, and, it's kind of game on here when it comes to making yourself into a better goalkeeper.
Yeah, 100%. The mental side is very important, especially with the acceptance of making mistakes in training and getting scored on, because it doesn't matter who you are. You could be the best goalkeeper in the world. You're going to get scored on in training. You're going to get scored on in games. So it's really playing with the line of acceptance, as well as pushing yourself and being able to fail and accepting failure, and then learning from those mistakes. that's been a big one, is every single little detail I've been able to pick up in the professional level has really come from Tim Hanley and Andrew Tarbell and Jimmy Maurer teaching me the insights of the professional game, not only mentally, but also the goalkeeping side. So it's been a fantastic experience these past couple months, and I'm really looking to grow and keep improving every single day and giving 100% to the Houston Dynamo.
And you're also giving 100% to wanting to be the starter, right? I mean, that's why you're a professional athlete. Now, all of a sudden, Jonathan Bond, another great goalkeeper, comes into the mix. So the competition is intense.
100%. Yeah, Jonathan's a great guy, and I'm really looking forward to training with him and competing with him every day. And I think that training and that competition is going to push both of us to improve and get even better and come on game day, be the sharpest goalkeepers that we can be possible. So I'm really looking forward to the competition. I love it and accept it. And it's going to make me improve as well, so I can't complain.
Blake Gillingham, Houston Dynamo goalkeeper, joining us. Dynamo had a real problem in the goalkeeping position. Andrew Tarbell sadly went down with an ACL injury, out for the year. Jimmy Maurer then got injured. And Blake Gillingham really identified himself to the Dynamo fan base really, really quickly. As much as I am impressed by, you know, your maturity and the way you're answering these questions here, because not all younger players necessarily are this good in the interview format, I would also say I sense you have a deep confidence in yourself.
100%. Yeah, you can't have this position, and you can't do well in this position or play this position without having, you know, the utmost confidence in yourself. Like, every time I step on the field, I want to be the best player that I can be and perform the best that I possibly can, but also knowing that I've got a lot of room for improvement.
Blake, you know, who do you model yourself after? Who are some of the goalkeepers that you like watching and why?
Growing up, I would always watch Manuel Neuer, Tim Howard, and Ter Stegen, because those have been some of the top guys at the game. And I've always been watching goalkeepers and learning from them and watching film. And those guys have really given me the sense that I could do it, you know, especially Manuel Neuer breaking his leg, coming back from injury, Tim Howard having, you know, Tourette syndrome and being able to still perform, and even guys with deficiencies are still able to really do their best because they put the work in. And I know that if I put the work in, that I can be successful, and that's what I'm going to keep doing and keep improving and giving 100% every day when nobody's watching.
Yeah, that's the way it works. People forget what goes on when nobody's watching. So when I look at your position and growing, and I mean, this is excitement. When you realize you have possibility, you have a higher bar you can reach as a goalkeeper. I mean, this makes it exciting to go to training every day, I would imagine.
As 100%, especially since, you know, I'm kind of a baby goalkeeper. I'm only 22 years old, and some of these guys have put in very long careers and have had a lot of opportunities. So I'm looking forward for the future, but I'm also focused on the now and helping my team get results and get points and getting wins. So that's what's really important, is improving and getting results with the guys on my team.
So what happens during the week? You know, obviously, Colorado's got a couple of strikers, Yappy and Navarro, that are going to be people that you're going to key on. They've got a playmaker in Mihailovic. We're going to talk a little bit about this with Marcelo Balboa coming up, the former U.S. men's national team player. But, you know, how much work do you guys do on studying the tendencies of the danger men for the Colorado Rapids for this Saturday's match?
Yeah, we do a decent amount of work on the competition, but it's also focusing a lot on ourselves and what we can control. And if we can control what we should, you know, it's going to be a good game for us. And even when things don't go well, I know that we have a really good team that we can get behind the ball and trust in each other to make plays. But, no, looking forward to this weekend. I'm very much looking forward to it because the assistant coach, Ian Sarakin, was also my coach at Creighton University. So it's going to be a very fun little rivalry and able to see him as well. So I'm very much looking forward to the weekend, and I'm hoping that we can get 3 points as a team.
Fantastic to speak to you, Blake. Thank you very much for coming on the program tonight. Continued success to you. You got the tools. You got the mentality. It's been really, really interesting and exciting to watch you jump in, grab this opportunity, and take it. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, that's Blake Gillingham. There he goes. Man, what a story, really. I hear the excitement in his voice, and it reminds me of when I was a rookie. And I was fortunately next to a veteran that helped me. So we're smart guys, right, Brian? So since the Colorado Rapids are in town, we play the song Rocky Mountain Way. No, Rocky Mountain Way.
Rocky Mountain Way, yes.
That would
be
John Denver. You got to watch me with music, except I know you know your 90s and on, I know.
Yeah, I've heard the song. I don't know why I messed up the name, but yeah, I've heard the song.
I could see how you would say that. It's Joe Walsh. He was in the Eagles,
right?
Yeah, he was in the Eagles also. But this was him solo. That's just a great riff, right? Brought to you by Cactus.
Yeah, I like this better than some of his other stuff. But yeah, this riff is pretty good.
Yep. All right, when we come back, we're going to dive into the Dynamo now at L.A. I would like to see some phone calls. 713-780-3776. Everybody talks on the on social media a lot. So call in. Be brave. Come on. We got to be brave. I need some dribblers out there who aren't afraid to come in and jump on the show. 713-780-3776. I know you're out there. 713-780-3776. When we come back, we break down the Dynamo. Is this a good road point? I saw a lot of people really happy with this. Is our bar too low? Dynamo fans, you're going to have to tell me. All right. Before we go to break here, quick word. For Danish Inspirations, modern contemporary furniture, danishinspirations.com for the best in modern contemporary furniture. We got some thoughts on Brian White as well. Next segment, Houston Dynamo, Colorado. We'll start talking about this game. We'll review the Dynamo LA Galaxy. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, daspitlaw.com, 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.